this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. Do you know that you can do penis maintenance? Okay, not car maintenance, penis maintenance. In this episode, we're going to go over three things you can do for penis maintenance. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I'm a sexual health specialist, and I've treated over 7,000 men with ED. Let's dive into this. Number one, what is the number one thing that you can do is breathing. And I mean not... Now, regular breathing, I'm talking about kind of deep meditating breathing. And I'm not talking woo-woo stuff, but breathing really decreases your stress level. And when your stress level is decreased, your parasympathetic nervous system, which is the nerve that stimulates erection, will be activated. Your penis muscle will be relaxed. Therefore, you can have more blood flow down there. And I'm talking about that first because I know that we live in a stressful environment. We're distracted, and oftentimes just overload. So oftentimes it's easy just to kind of get stressed out. But the breathing will kind of calm things down. And just 5 minutes of breathing will decrease your stress for 24 hours. So watch this episode right here where I kind of talk about the why. But I want to talk about the breathing exercise that you could do. And all it is just kind of breathing through your nose for the count of four. Hold it for the count of four and breathe out through your mouth as if you're having a straw. Breathing out through a straw for a count of six. As long as the exhale or breathing out is longer than the inhale, then it's effective. So if you breathe in for a count of four, hold it for a count of four and breathe out for a count of six, that it is effective in activating the parasympathetic nervous system. So why am I telling you this in relation to penis rehab? Because oftentimes when we're stressed out, the penis muscles tend to get contracted or it's not relaxed. So when it's not relaxed, it's not able to be engorged to have blood flow. So you want the penis muscle to be absolutely relaxed at all times. So that way you're ready to go, you're ready to go. So number one, breathing, but breathing for 5 minutes of that motion that I just went over. You can do it anytime during the day. The effect lasts for 24 hours. For my patient, I talk about doing this and they feel so relaxed and it's really helping them with their ED. It's something easy that you can do on a daily basis. You can even do this while you're in the bathroom. You can do this when you're in the car. You can do this when you're standing in line somewhere. Okay, modern man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. So then number two is using the penis pump. As you know, I'm a big proponent of the penis pump. And so with this pump, what I like about it, I'm holding it backward. What I like about it is that when you do the penis pump, it gives negative pressure and allows the blood to flow into the penis. And also it stretches the penis, it brings in more oxygen, it prevents muscle atrophy, it increases the flexibility of the muscle, and it also decreases a collagen production in the penis, because when the penis is not being used, it can actually have shrinkage and develop collagen. Collagen is like scar tissue, increasing scar tissue. When you have scar tissue, then the muscle doesn't expand. The penis is a smooth muscle. It's called the corpus cavernosum. It's a little bit different than the muscle, your arm, which is skeletal muscle, but it is a muscle anyway, but it's classified as a smooth muscle because the smooth muscle is controlled by the autonomic nervous system, like our parasympathetic nervous system. It's a little bit different than the muscle of your arm when you can activate it voluntarily at any moment. The smooth muscle is more complex than that, but it is a muscle as well. So penis pump will actually exercise the penis, and you can get an erection fairly quickly and within a minute, and then you leave it in the cylinder for 10 minutes and then deflate, and then again use the penis pump to exercise for another 10 minutes and then stop. So you can do 10 minutes in the cylinder, deflate, rest for 10 minutes, and then do 10 minutes again, or you can do it separately as well. So that's exercising the penis. That's bringing oxygen and bringing blood to the penis so that way it can have an erection. Because for a man, if you don't have sexual activity, then you don't have erection other than morning wood erection or when you masturbate. But other than that, that's it. So this will give you kind of a voluntary erection and bring in good oxygen and good blood flow to the penis. So number three for penis maintenance is use it. Either use it for sexual relation, so that way you can get blood flow going, you can get an erection, and then you can also practice the muscle for orgasm and ejaculation. So get the plumbing, get the pipe going, guys. Clear up the pipe. You have a partner, you should use it at least 3 times a week. If you're not using it 3 times a week, then maybe 1 time with a partner and the other 2 times with the penis pump, okay? So that's your way of meeting your par at 3 times a week with the penis pump. And if you don't have a partner, use the penis pump. But I suggest maybe consider once a week of releasing it yourself, so that way you're getting the plumbing going and things are being activated and clear. So it's kind of like a maintenance, kind of like the same thing you do in a car. You bring it in for maintenance to make sure that the car is working well. You don't wait for the car to break down to bring it in to the shop. You want to bring it in to make sure that it does work well. Well, how about you do that to yourself? One of the most important organ in your body, your penis, because that's what's responsible for sexual activity. But it's also responsible for urination and ejaculation as well, too. So take care of it like you would take care of your teeth. I want to bring that concept of penis maintenance to your thoughts and maintenance, because take care of it and it will take care of you for as long as you are around, because it does need nurture and it does need exercise, okay? So to review, number one, breathing to relax the muscle so that way it can have the ability to have the blood flow into it easily. And when you're using the penis pump, so it'll have more blood flow and oxygen and it becomes a healthy tissue. And then number three, enjoy it, have a sexual relation, and keep the plumbing going, guys. So that way, everything is kind of working in proper order. So penis maintenance, think about that. Let me know what you think about that word. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. And it would mean the world to me if you get notification, like, and subscribe to the channel. We want to be the resource for you all, and share this with somebody that you think will be benefit from this information as well. And just know that you are not broken. You are not alone. There are solutions for erectile dysfunction, and think of it of taking care of your penis. And that one is one of the reasons why I created the Get Wood Now course. Check the link below. I'm kind of going over the stuff that you need to do for ED as well as for penis maintenance. So check down here, and if it will be my pleasure to help you get out of ED, have this breakthrough through sexual confidence. Let's create the sexual revolution, guys. Do not suffer in silence. I'll see you in the next episode. Okay, modern men, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.